joined by Gamaliel. He is a student of SLFX Trading. And today we're going to dig a little deep into his history from Forex trading. And we're also going to dig a little bit into his breakthrough that he recently had. Before we do, you guys, make sure that you guys like the podcast and also make sure you guys are subscribed to YouTube channel. So once these episodes come out, you guys get the content. So we both have busy schedules right now. And so we're going to kind of rush through this thing today, but still give you guys some awesome content. Okay. But before we do, you guys, next week in November, which should be, November 10th, I'm going to be doing free series on Instagram. So make sure you guys have followed me at SLFX_trading on Instagram to catch these free classes for the next 2 weeks of November. So without further ado, you guys, let's go ahead and let's introduce our guest. His name is Gamaliel. Like I said, he is an SLFX member. He's a great father. He's a great husband. His work ethic is out of this world. So we're going to go ahead and get into it. So Gamaliel, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how did you hear about Forex?
Well, first off, thanks for having me on the show /podcast.
Yes, no issue.
Well, obviously I'm a struggling trader trying to get consistent since I made it to Trader Talk Tuesdays. And I got introduced to Forex by, I believe, a YouTube clip with some guy like flashing money saying that I could retire and make a bunch of money for my cell phone. So, of course, I jumped into a company after I found out what it was. And that's how this story began.
That's how most people come into Forex. Hey, man, you can make a lot of money from Forex. You want to do it? Heck yeah, man. What do I need to do?
Right.
Hey, man, if we're going to teach you this awesome strategy, you'll be making money. You'll be right. Okay. Are you ready to go? Yeah. So that's how I get into it. So, all right. So since then, how long have you been trading and where did you start as far as a course, company, YouTube, university? Where did you start?
So I've been at it for like between a year and 2 years.
Okay.
And the first company I got with was iMarkets Live.
Okay.
So I had some fast talking dude showing cash, showing stats before I knew what a demo or real, like the tricks of the trade, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know to this day if he was telling me something real, if you know, or if it was some nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And so he signed me up with a bunch of promises like, hey, you know, we'll get you here. You'll have 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. I'm going to have you doing this. And then it kind of just fell apart once I got inside.
Okay. And so let's reiterate, you guys. So he was with the company and we're not bashing the company. It's just about his experience. It's okay. So this is just
right.
So we want to make sure that you guys understand that we're not bashing the company. We just want to be authentic as possible, all right? Because one person's experience may not be the next person's experience, but one person's experience could be someone else's experience. And so we just want to get that out as well. Going into Forex, after you heard about it, what were your expectations based on what you heard?
Well, I expected to be able to trade for my phone and, you know, just be paid, be flying around the world. You know what I'm saying? That's before I knew about network marketing and like having to build teams and launching and, you know, all the pieces of the puzzle that go with a company like iMarkets Live. And like you said, I'm not trying to bash them because I did meet some really good people within the company.
Right.
But it just so happened to be that the person that signed me up wasn't a straight shooter. So, you know.
Okay. So it's more the person, not really the company. Understandable.
Right.
So you went in with the expectations that you could make money from your phone. That didn't end up happening. So that was your expectation going forward. So now that you've been in it for a year and a half, going on 2 years, what is the reality of Forex for you now?
So when I first got in, the biggest reason why I actually joined the company is because it has something called Auto Traders.
Okay.
Which, you know, basically was like, hey, man, you just put in 250, 500, 1,000 right here. And we got top-notch traders that'll trade it for you. So, you know, the famous earn while you learn. And so I'm like, well, I mean, that's a no-brainer. If I just, I got a little money to put aside and somebody gonna trade it for me while I learn, like that's one plus one.
Right.
So, but now I learned that those auto traders come with human emotions. So it's not I've been trading 80% because you could, that dude or woman could have a bad day.
Right.
And now that 80%, you just blew your account because they couldn't control their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So now the burden shifted from trying to find an auto trader or somebody to trade for me or signals to learning it myself and actually being able to go in and get in and out of the markets for myself and make that money.
Mm. So I want to piggyback off of that, and then I'm going to go into what you just said last, doing it for yourself. So basically, the auto trader and signals are like investments on steroids, basically.
Right.
Where someone says, hey, while you're learning how to trade, while you're getting that knowledge, we're going to do it for you, right? So we'll send our knowledge and our experience through the phone for you to do it and copy it. But like you said, it comes with emotions, right?
Because you're
treading that person's journey at that point. You have no control over it anymore. Now you put your money in someone else's hand, and now they control your money, right?
Exactly.
Okay, and for those who don't know, Mandy and Malia had a private conversation about that. And I want you guys to understand, I come from the industry. So when someone's money passes through your hands, they no longer have control. You can do whatever it is that you want to do with that money. And I think it's important for forex traders to understand, you need to have control of your money 100% of the time. Unless you're paying someone to invest for you properly through their proper channels, it's never okay for someone to do it for you. So forex traders out there, here's a life lesson and a learning lesson for you guys who've been burnt. Put your money back in your own hands unless it's a money manager, an actual manager doing it for you. I'm not saying that, we're both not saying that they won't work, but remember, like he said, when you do something like that, you're on someone else's time and they're giving you their knowledge and expertise, but they're also giving you their emotions. So if they haven't had if they haven't come to reality, like they're an over trader or they're a revenge trader, you're going to get the same results. And here as well, just because they may be on some people go through losing streaks. All of us actually go through it. So if they go through it, you go through it. If they go through winning streaks, you go through winning streaks. But it's a toss up at the end of the day because it's not your mindset. Mm-hmm. And you're not in control of your journey at that point in time, okay? So now let's piggyback or go forward when you said now you're learning how to do it yourself. So what's your trading journey like now?
So I did a bunch of hopping around from like companies and strategies and never really mentors outside of you, of course, at SLFX Trading.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only real mentor I've had.
Mm-hmm.
But I've tried to, you know, sip from different fountains and gain knowledge from other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I went all around the world and then came back to where my foundation was set in forex.
Right.
And so, you know, now I'm just trying to put the pieces together and really get a system that I can continually backtest and test and trade so that I can find the holes and repair the breaches. So that's where I'm at right now.
And that's important too. And I love what you said. You've been around the world, you tested, you tried, and now you're saying, hey, now I'm back where my foundation has been built. And sometimes we need that journey. We need that journey to say, this path worked, that path worked, but now I need to go back to where I started because somewhere along the line, I veered off, right?
Right.
You know what I mean? Somewhere along the line, we veered off. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that original path is, I believe that everyone may not stop with me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Some people will detour, and that's fine. But you make your way back to, like you said, that foundation. You know what I mean? So sometimes that is important. So since you say you tried, you know, different methods, what has been your biggest obstacle to overcoming trading?
I think any forex trader's obstacle will be themselves.
Hmm.
Because it's just, you got to fight with your expectations, like your personal expectations, mm-hmm. your social expectations, your team expectations. So, like, say you jump in a company, mm-hmm. And everybody's making $100 or $500 or $1,000 a day. Mm-hmm. So now you're jumping in. They don't tell you, like, hey, it's gonna take. These people have been trading for 2 years.
Yeah.
So you jump in fresh off of, you know, you watched all the videos in 2 or 3 days, and you like, well, why am I losing all my money? Mm-hmm. And everybody around me is making money. Mm-hmm. So you got to deal with that. You got to get past that. Like, am I going to stick with this, or am I going to just throw it away and try something else? Because, mm-hmm. you know, society has programmed us now to instant gratification.
Right.
So we're a microwave society.
Right.
So if it don't pop immediately, that's you like, man, I'm straight. I'll find something easier, or I'll just like wait till I get a raise at work. Mm-hmm. So that was one of my hurdles, was having to stick with it despite getting crushed by it, because I'm not used to having to. I'm used to, like, if I want to do something, I just do it and it just clicks. But this is like the first thing that was like, dang, you can't buy your way around this. You can't outthink this. You simply have to struggle and like go through it until it clicks.
Right. You said something powerful, instant gratification. So, and then you're used to, like, if you need it, let's say you need a check, go get a job. Right?
Right.
You need more money. Sometimes people get a loan, because sometimes those are even, mm-hmm. instant, right? And with this, right. you're like, people get into a group, see people making the money and doing great. And then, like you said, they do it for 2 or 3 days, which a lot of people do. And that's, mm-hmm. why for me, I have a stipulation in every video: back test the information first, spend some time on it.
Right.
Because if you rush through it, it may not click, right? And so, mm-hmm. then you get through the information, it's like, now you want to do it. Now you want to trade. Now you think you got it. And then the reality is, once you get into the market, you could lose all your money, or you could lose some.
Right.
Or you lose more than you win, and you think because you didn't make it like everybody else. Do you think that's why people system hop and company hop a lot?
Yes. I know, definitely for me, mm-hmm. you know, because you meet somebody, or you meet a group, or you see an ad or a video, or somebody shoots you something in your inbox, like, hey, I'm making XYZ. I've only been doing this for 7 days, 8 days, 2 weeks. And you're like, what? Mm-hmm. So you tell me in 7 days, so 1 to 2 weeks, I can make $600, $800 a day. Mm-hmm. So you're like, okay, well, sign me up, or send me the video. Mm-hmm. You go through the process, you read it, you're like, okay, this makes sense. Then you back test it, hopefully, mm-hmm. or you just go dive head first into it, and now you're like, I don't know what is happening right now.
Right.
So you're like, this doesn't work, and then the cycle, you're just in a never-ending cycle of, mm-hmm. strategies and mentors.
Mm. Yeah, and I see that happen a lot. And a big tip for you guys out there, I want you guys to understand, a strategy is only as good as the system that you have. Mm-hmm. That's important to understand. In order to understand the strategy, you have to understand the system. But understanding the strategy means it took years to create a profitable strategy. And without that understanding, if it took years to create a strategy, how much longer do you think it'll take until you learn the strategy? And, mm-hmm. I'm not saying it'll take you years, but it won't take you a week to actually get the full concept. So that's the reality of Forex. Also, let's piggyback a little bit behind really quick. Mm-hmm. When, as traders, here's what's important to understand. Most traders are learning from other self-taught traders. You're not going to school for this. College does not teach us this. So you're learning from other people who found, I have quotation marks for those on the podcast, you're learning from people who found success in the market, who some don't have prior training, some did not learn at proprietary firms, which if you don't know what those are, I ask you to go and research that so you'll have a better understanding of what that is. But basically, it's a firm that basically you go and trade someone else's capital, but they teach you how to do it, and they develop you into a trader. But understanding that development doesn't mean you're trading like everybody else. They're developing you into your own trading style so you can create your own way in the market, which means you're not like everybody else, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think when a lot of people get into these groups and they see people making the money, they think they should be like them. Everyone trades the same way. And, mm-hmm. that's a facade. That's not true, right? Because if that was the case, we'd all be trading and be millionaires based on one way of thinking, right?
Right.
And so I think it's important to understand, you guys, and it's not to say that's not a, it's a bad thing, but you really have to understand who you are as a trader. And Gamaliel, I love what you're saying. Like, for you, because you veered off and you journeyed off, you went to go find what was what worked and didn't work for you, right? And so that's really important, you know? Because how would you know what didn't work if you never tried?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't.
It used to, some of you used to say, like, really used to, not as strong as frustrate, but I guess confuse me. Mm-hmm. You would say you need to find out how, something along the lines like you need to find out how you trade,
yeah,
or find out what works for you. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a military man, so I'm used to structure.
Yeah.
Mm. And everybody does it the same way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Keep it simple, stupid. So for you to tell me, like, we can be looking at the same chart, see two completely different things and both be right,
yeah,
it broke my brain. I was like, mm-hmm, if I'm right, then you're wrong, or if you're right, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And so that was another, like, psychological hurdle that I had to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
That other people may or may not have to experience. I don't know. I've never talked to anybody about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and hear me well, you guys, what he's saying, I still say, I may not say this often, but it is true. My husband's military, and so we're used to a structured way of thinking. And in trading, mm-hmm, you do have to have structure. And the reason, mm-hmm, why I told him that, you guys, not to my other is I used to trade with my partner, my friend David, and we were both different types of traders. I'm a swing trader, or at that point in time, back a few years ago, I was positioning myself to be a swing trader. But my friend was a day trader. He was a scalper. And we would never do analysis together, but we would watch our charts together. And there would be times when we could look at the same pair and he'd say, I'm buying. I'd say, I'm selling, but we could still profit. And yeah. I know it's mind-boggling, but that goes back to strategy, Gamaliel, right? It goes back, mm-hmm, to strategy. What were we doing on the charts to have traded oppositely but still be right? What, mm-hmm, what were we both doing where even if we were both buying, I could stay in a trade longer and he could stay shorter, but we still take profit. You see, mm-hmm, what I mean? And that goes to market cycle, which is the process of reading a price chart. And sometimes it has nothing to do with strategy. It's about direction of the price.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes into two people would never look at the market the same. You can still trade the same direction, opposite direction, but what you do next determines how you win or lose in this game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important.
Yeah.
You recently just had a breakthrough, though. If, you know, we're talking about all of this, but you recently had a breakthrough, and it's not the kind of breakthrough that most people would think that would lead to money. You had a psychological breakthrough, and I'm loving this, because a lot of people have been asking me to talk more about psychology. And that's why I really wanted to speak with you, because of your breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
So can you explain to everyone what led to your breakthrough and what the breakthrough was?
So basically I put all the pieces that I had picked up together, mm-hmm, and actually just started trading.
Yeah.
On demo.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that lesson not to trade live before you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, like, I think this was what, maybe 2-3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's when this started. And I realized how, I don't want to sound like crazy, but trading is a spiritual experience.
Yes.
that would probably sound weird to anyone that hasn't traded before,
mm-hmm,
but it's like we were speaking about, very similar to the marriage.
Yes.
Like, you don't realize, you know how your spouse forces you to look at yourself.
Yes.
And they show you all of your flaws.
Yes.
That you thought that you were either hiding or weren't aware of. So when you get on those charts and you like, you know, I got this in my head, I got this, 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 and this, but the chart's not going to lie, because either you're going to be blue or you're going to be red.
That's it.
And so you got to deal with it. If it's red, you got to deal with it. Why am I red?
Mm-hmm.
Just like with your spouse, you can't keep hiding or lying or something. They're going to be like, bruh, we see each other every night. Like, you can't go hide in your room from me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same type of thing with the charts. You just, You learn about who you are, your temperament, your patience, your endurance, you know what I'm saying? If you can accept defeat, or if you got delusions of grandeur when you'll let a trade just continue to go down when all the signs are like, hey, you need to get out of this. So, you know, I started to see all of that stuff about myself and like try to shape that into how the type of trader I want to be should trade.
That's powerful. That's powerful. And you know, you've been married for quite some time. I've been married for quite some time as well, and it's true. You know, looking at the charts, it's making me think about something. My uncle used to always say, he's a pastor, so he still says this to this day. Women set the temperature, or they're the thermometer of their household. Either the house is hot, cold, right? I think that's like the charts. And you have to be able to decipher the temperature. Mm-hmm. Either it's hot, it's warm, it's cold, right? If it's cold, you don't have a trade. If it's warm, it's leading up to something. If it's hot, game on. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? Like, women, though. Hold on. It could be opposite for women. You can take hot and cold, you know, however you want to take it, right?
Yeah.
But it's kind of true if you think about it. Like, if the woman is cold towards her husband, then I'm just saying this because you're a guy, so we're going to use this analogy, right? If your wife is cold towards you, you ain't going to touch her. You know not to touch her, right? Now, if she's hot, you can take this a few ways. You can take an intimate route or a mad route, right? This is an intimate route, right? But if she's hot, you warmed her up. You got her ready. You know what she's looking for. You can go and win the end of the night. Right? So, but for those who are out there, I hope you all are adults. but analogy, if you think about it. And for those who don't know, I love analogies, you guys. I think you should make trading as relatable as possible. As relatable as possible, right? Mm-hmm. So that breakthrough is phenomenal. You said, hey, let me treat trading like my spouse, how I treat my marriage, because you're committed to being successful. And here's the thing, you guys, whether you're in a relationship or not, anytime you go into a different relationship, whether it's a friendship, workship, whatever, you don't know how to handle that relationship until you get into it. You don't know if you're going to be good,
right,
you don't know if you're going to be bad. Trading is the same way. You don't know if you're going to be good, you don't know if you're going to be bad. But who comes into a marriage or relationship hitting it off like that? No one.
Right.
There's going to be ups, there's going to be downs. There's going to be good times, there's going to be bad times. There's going to be good years, bad years, right? But you never know what's ahead, but you have to study it and you have to adapt when things change, like a marriage, like trading, right? So that breakthrough is that you had, because Gamaliel, basically, my internet is unstable a little bit. Now that you've got, you know, now that you've had this breakthrough that's basically saying, you know, you're committed to this thing, you're seeing how it relates to your marriage, you're seeing how it, you know, shows you who you are. What are you going to do next to keep this momentum going?
Become more consistent and stay that way. A lot of the most valuable lessons I've learned thus far in Forex have been through backtesting and actually placing demo trades. Because it's all, you know, like Mike Tyson said, everybody has a plan until they get hit in the mouth. So your strategy sounds good, looks good on paper, but until you're actually trying to apply it and executing it, you have no idea if it's a Warren Buffett strategy or if it is some nonsense. So definitely spending more time on the charts and becoming more familiar with my peers. So I'm not all over the place.
That's beautiful. So two things, right? So one, you're saying you're going to backtest more. For those who don't know what backtesting is, backtesting is basically when you take the knowledge that you have and you apply it to the charts back in time. So instead of using what you have now to live trade or demo trade, you're going to go back in time a few years to test this, to test the system of the knowledge that you have, right? And you're basically saying, hey, I'm going to keep this momentum going. And so you're learning more about yourself, right? You're going to let this unveil who you are, but you're also going to stick to your particular currency pairs. And that's a beautiful thing, because you need to make sure that you mesh with the pairs that you trade. And here's a big tip for some of you guys out there as well, how I teach it. It's not a bad thing to trade a specific amount of currency pairs, but kind of look at currency pairs like a business. The more currency pairs that you invest in, the more businesses that you invest in. Or if since we trade currency, the more currencies or countries' economy that you're invested in. And so it's really good to understand those pairs movements, because you don't want to just be invested in everything, because everything may not mesh well with you, right? Mm-hmm. So that's really important. So now let's go into the next segment, right? After this breakthrough. So now that you know what you know, how would you like to have approached trading in the beginning? Like, what would you have done differently?
I think I would have, to maximize my potential, I probably would have just stayed home, so to speak. If I would have just stayed with the strategy that I learned and just worked consistently with that and didn't go elsewhere, that would have been, like, I think I would be live trading and at least profitable.
Okay.
Because I wasted.
What strategy was that?
Just price action.
Gotcha.
Looking at market structure, candles. Because out of all the strategies I've seen, they still, like you showed me a couple of times on a backtesting session, they never beat the candles.
No, they don't.
The RSI, the stochastic, the PSAR, the cloud, none of them ever beat the candles.
Right.
So I've made it my mission to learn the candles. And then my understanding of price action is, of course, evolving.
Yeah.
Because I'm learning that support and resistance is not the bread and butter that I thought it was. So I'm trying to figure that out right now.
Got you. And let me explain this to everybody what he's talking about. So I've consulted hundreds of traders, right? Whether it's backtesting sessions, one-on-one sessions, teaching, whatever the case may be. And when they come to me saying they trade indicators or they have this system, I put those together. I put my knowledge versus the indicators. And I'm not saying I'm the smartest cookie, but what I like to show traders is you can beat any indicator. You can beat a system by just looking at a naked price chart. That's the flow of the market. If you can see the flow of the market first through naked charts, you can use the indicators as a last confirmation. And you can even enter again off of that. But your indicators will never beat price action, because you're technically price action because you see it first. But what happens a lot of times is if you don't catch that move in the beginning, which is nothing wrong with that, you're catching the meat of it, but you can actually increase and do a lot more from the beginning of that move. And it makes it easier to trade alongside with that. So that's what he's saying. Also going into support and resistance does work. So we don't want to say that it doesn't, because that's not what he's saying. What I'm showing my students are, well, I'm going to say members. What I'm showing my members are support and resistance works in particular markets. But now what they've been doing is the trend matters a lot more. And there's probably 2 to 3 reasons why that I teach them it matters more. Because if you don't understand the different market cycles, once again, you're going to look at price. You're going to look at support and resistance as magnets. Price action really don't test as much as you guys think it truly does. It actually, that's how a lot of traders lose money, just using those particular levels. So you have to evolve and adapt. Once again, let's go back to the marriage situation. You have to adapt to the situation with your spouse or partner or relationship. And in this terms, is the price charts, right? And so that's what they're learning. And to back up my knowledge so that it proves true to them, I have them back tested for themselves. And like Gamalil is saying, he's seeing that, wow, it's correct, right? Mm-hmm. So that's really important, right? So right now, do you have a favorite Forex resource, such as a book, podcast, a video, whatever the case may be? What's your favorite resource for right now?
Favorite resource. I'm reading Naked Forex.
Yeah.
So that's good. Really trying to get an understanding of the candles. So there's like I got a PDF of I think it's called the Candlestick Bible.
I was just about to say that one. Yeah.
Yeah. So those two right now, and your price action video in the and SLFX.
Oh, the basics.
Because that had put me on game of something that I didn't realize I was doing. Like I was reading candles, but they were out of, they weren't in structure. So it didn't matter. I see a rejection count. I'm like, okay, we about to fall over.
Yeah.
And then it shoots up. I'm like, what? And so like the same eureka moment I have with the support and resistance was with the structure.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying I understand it, but I understand that I need to know it to like progress because I can recognize it.
Mm-hmm. And that's the beautiful part, how you're saying that is first you got to recognize and understand it, right? Mm-hmm. Understand when these candles matter and understand when they don't, right? So let's do a big tip, right? And I love this. So another big tip, you guys, is this. You have to pair price, action, and structure together because there's a time when price action matters more than just one individual candle. One individual candle alone tells us nothing sometimes, but when you compare it with something, it makes the reason for you to want to enter even stronger, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times what happens, Gamaliel, is, and you can attest to this, because I'm sure you've been through it, you look at a candle, you look at the market candle by candle. Like if you see a green candle, then a red candle, and if you're in a buy, then you see the red candle, you're thinking you're wrong. You're not wrong.
Right.
You gotta wait for the next candle now, right?
Right.
And so
sometimes two or three candles.
So exactly, because you gotta let the whole story develop. And what comes with the story, the words behind it that leads to a climax. And to me, I'm thinking that climax point is when you enter the market, right? So that's really, really important. So what do you think was the best decision that you made that put you on the right path to your breakthrough and that can help you stay on that path?
Easily sticking with my foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Because for better or for worse, that's just how my brain is now wired to interpret a chart.
Mm.
It just won't stray. And I guess because I haven't seen anything as effective, and also had a person who is as transparent and able to be reached. Because like, in my opinion, Forex is a very, I know it's not a team sport, but it's much easier if you got like flesh that you can actually talk to and learn from.
Right.
Because like if nobody ever tells you to stop being an idiot, then you'll be an idiot till someone like lets you know, hey, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
And so like the same with a teacher or a student. You know, you hear stories all the time about guys spending 5, 10, 15 grand on a system,
mm-hmm.
and they lose all their money
because mm-hmm.
they didn't buy a relationship, they bought a system.
Mm.
So like,
wow,
that for me is like a huge thing, and I think that would help a lot of people avoid losing a whole lot of money.
Wow. Hey, can we dig into 2 minutes real quick? What you just said, people don't buy relationships, they buy systems, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this goes back into the person's trading style for a quick second, getting to know themselves and what they need, right? How you said in the beginning, when you heard you could make money from a phone, even though it was a person attached from the phone, and then when you got into the company, the other company, you're realizing you're trying to buy a result, which most people are.
Right.
You're trying to buy a result. And then you got in with the auto traders and the auto bots, so you were buying a system.
Mm-hmm.
SLFX comes with relationships.
Right.
So technically here, although, you know, it's a teaching community, but you have flesh that you can get to, right? Most people don't. But I think that also comes with how often do you need to be spoken to?
Mm-hmm.
How often do you need to be able to reach out to somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people want to be spoken to every single day. And you and I spoke about that. Some people want the everyday interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And here's something else for people to think about too out there listening. If you want an everyday interaction, in my opinion, you're scalping or day trading. Because, you know, you need that person every day to help walk you through. And I asked Gamaliel this question. I don't know if you remember this. I asked you, I think about a few months ago. Well, if someone's always speaking to you, when do you get a chance to actually do something for yourself?
Right.
You know, when do you get a chance to develop yourself? So for you guys who want to be developed, for you guys who, you know, I want y'all to think about this. When will you take the time to learn Forex for yourself, for those who are out there? If there's someone always talking to you, if you're always in the community watching other people, When do you get to actually look at what you're doing and to ask yourself the important question, am I further along than where I need to be? And when do I take the time out to study the market for myself without someone being there? Because that's what you do, right? You think about it. Why does the teacher give us homework to take home and do on our own? That's an important question. And then why do they give us a test and they don't give us the answers?
It's like when you're in these signal groups, like more recently it started to vex me because, you know, they'll call a signal or whatever. And all of you see just like 10, 20, 50. Is it still a buy? Is it still a sell? Can we still get in? And I'm like, just look at the chart. But yeah. Nobody knows what the hell that they're doing. So.
Exactly.
And you can
attend. Like, no, go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off.
It's just like, dang, like everybody, like a lot of brothers and sisters in here are handicapped and they have no idea that they are in a wheelchair. You know what I'm saying? They have no idea.
That's powerful.
And it was like, damn.
Yeah. And I think that goes back to they're buying the system and not the relationship. The relationship comes with teaching. The system doesn't. The system says, I'll do it for you. The relationship says, I'll guide you. Right?
Exactly.
So that's important, man. And, you know, even I tried a little experimental thing. You were in it for quite some time where it really wasn't a signal, but actually giving the analysis behind the trade. And that's something I'm going to talk about later because I don't see it as a failed system. I see it as I was doing something, but I'm more of a teacher. I'm not more of a signal person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like we said in the beginning, you go through those ups and downs in trading, right? And so that's a lot of pressure when you have to put a system like that together. And I think that's something that me and you will probably hop on a lot later on another podcast to talk about that too. But you guys who are in signal services and groups, I want you guys to hear and understand, be careful. There are some signal services who do well. I've seen some. But ask yourself, how much of your profits do you want to put in someone's hands? That's really important, okay? So let's talk about this. Getting ready for 2020, what are the steps that you're taking to actually prepare yourself?
So definitely ironing out a trading plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so recently I've been able to identify some of my weaknesses. So I'm trying to get those written down and see what I need to do to get to be a better trader.
Mm-hmm.
And to get a specific set of rules. Because
mm-hmm.
I have a system, but I don't understand all the rules.
Mm.
Or I don't understand all of the rules as different scenarios come about. So like, you know, like you have your rules of engagement.
Yeah.
But that kind of, you know, they say don't fire on somebody until you get fired upon.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds good. But when somebody brandishing a gun or a rocket at you, you know, you're going to shoot them.
Yeah.
So you got to figure out how to move when stuff is different than what the chart, I don't want to say the chart, the picture or the example says.
Mm-hmm.
So learning how to like apply my rules in different scenarios, that's what I gotta sharpen. I think that's the key to actually being confident enough and skilled enough to like trade live.
And that's important too, because we know with the market cycles, they're all different. So not every picture is going to come to fruition, mm-hmm. you know, and I love what you're saying. If this scenario happens, you want to be prepared. If that scenario happens, you also want to be prepared, right? Mm-hmm. So you're trying to be ready in either case. And that's important. So kudos to you. And kudos to you for even having a trading plan as well. So for you guys who don't know what a trading plan is basically your plan of action, right? Your call to action. It's your rule. Right. Your rules for how you engage, like he said, it comes with a picture. It is the scenario. Whatever my rules are, I have to have seen it on the chart and it has to keep repeating itself in order for me to have rules or a set of conditions, which we call confluence, to be able to enter into a trade.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all are only looking at a picture, but you don't have rules, you don't have a trading plan. That's really important.
Right.
You know? Your trading plan also comes with the pairs you're going to trade. Your trading plan comes with what you need to work on and what your strengths are, right? Your trading plan comes with the time you're available to trade. When you're going to study the market yourself, like there's a lot that goes into it. And that's what, you know, we at SLFX really try to focus on. Right. And Gamaliel, you've been amazing. So last question I want to ask for those who are struggling, because I love your story, and you're dropping some bombs for a lot of people. I really want to say that. So is there, I love it, because even I'm thinking, like, what you're saying is, like, I can resonate, because even though I've not really been a part of a group, I can understand what you're saying, because just from teaching people, I hear these stories all the time. Mm. And so it's a pattern that happens a lot in this market. But I love your experience behind them. And then from where you've been to where you are now, it's an amazing journey to see you here now. So for those who've been struggling, even have been in your shoes, and maybe they're still in those same pair of shoes, like, what advice can you give them to help so that they can reach their breakthrough moment as well?
First step, I would say unsubscribe from all your signal chats. Delete all of your indicators.
Mm-hmm.
Read Naked Forex.
Yeah, that's a good book.
And find somebody that is doing what you want to do.
Yes.
Like you say all the time, I'm not a scalper, so if you want to scalp, I can refer you to somebody. So you really like the way you cut a lot of years off of your life,
mm-hmm,
of wasted time, is to find someone that's doing exactly what you want to do,
yep,
and either ask or pay them to show you how to do it.
Right.
So, I mean, I think that's the quickest way to success.
Yeah. And I'm glad you're saying that too. And that's really important, you guys. And man, I can't even say it better. I can't even piggyback off of it, because you said it perfectly. You said it perfectly. And Gamaliel, I just want to say this, man. You've been awesome. We've been rocking together since the beginning of your trading career. And, you know, you're like the prodigal son, but you came back. But but the way you came back was beautiful. And I'm pretty sure for the father in the Bible, like, the way he came back, he still came back with, you know, his father's arms were still open.
Right.
And so the way you came back was humble, you know. And I still kept in contact with you, because I understood, look, he's on a mission. I got to let him be on that mission, you know. Mm-hmm. I got to let him see what he needs. Give him that breather. And it's like your children. You know, you have kids. I have children. And as they get older, they may not always do what we want them to do. They need to go their own way. But the words that we say, prayfully, they come back to them, right?
Right.
You're like, yo, went back to the foundation. And brother, I'm glad you did, because look at the beauty that you have now.
Me too.
Yeah. Hey. Hey.
Me too.
You can only go up from here. You can't even go down. You can only go up, man.
Lord's will.
Yes. And thank you for encouraging everybody and just being truthful and authentic. Thank you so much, man. So, you guys, without further ado, we're going to get off the podcast and the YouTube right here. If you guys want to be on Trader Talk Tuesdays with me, all you have to do is DM me at SLFX_trading on Instagram, or you can email me at SLFX2@yahoo.com, okay? Would you mind sharing your Instagram handle if you want people to be able to come in and ask you questions?
Ooh, what is my Instagram handle?
I'll put it below on the show. You know, I had to look you up a few times on Instagram. Yeah. I had to search you by name.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Hey, it's cool, but I'll put it in the show notes, and I'll also put it under in the YouTube subscription and on Instagram. I'll put a clip on Instagram as well, okay?
Okay, cool.
So without further ado, you guys, y'all have a blessed night, and we'll see you next week on the next Trader Talk Tuesdays.